So yesterday, we got a...
I'll
say that when I finish introducing. Okay. Yesterday, we started a Shiloh from Yishmol. Yishmol, Ishkwar Yama, Ishkwar De Yama. We had a Shiloh. A guy planted Shemitah, meaning he took an onion of Shemitah and planted it the eighth year, which is prohibited. The onion of Shemitah is usher to eat after beer, and therefore he took this onion, which, again, the way we understood beer was similar to the Rambam. There's three different Shatim and the Rishaynim, but we picked one.
Rabbi, so did you start
yes,
the recording?
Recording, yes.
Thank you.
That after beer you can take food for three sutas. Everything else has to be made hefker and given away. And this guy went and planted it, so it's an asudik onion. And now there's more things that grew from it. And this is the type of onion that grows onions. It's much easier to learn that way. And also the onion itself, this is a big shaila in the Mefarshim. If the onion, it's, yesterday I learned that way because I was under the impression that onions only grow seeds. And therefore I was stuck with the Gemara, so I had to learn that the onion itself expanded. But I saw afterwards, I was told afterwards that there's an onion that produces onions. Kach Amrli Google. Google said that there's two kinds of onions. And therefore, the onion that it grows onions could be that the gedulim grew not the thing itself. Because I saw Machlokes Achronim, whether we take into account the thing itself or not, do we view that as gedulim or not. So in order to avoid the Machlokes Achronim, I'd rather learn that it's talking about a grew onion. But if people don't want to agree that there's such an onion, we'll go back to the old shot. That the onion itself grew, I don't care how you learned the materials, the onion itself grew from 1 inch in diameter to 2.1 inches in diameter. So there's more growth in the eighth year than there was in the seventh year, yes?
As well as onion itself growing, and also you can wind up with more onions growing up around. The greens, which grow on an allium, are edible.
Yeah, but I don't think we're talking about that. Again, maybe. Okay, so whatever it is, your small Shiloh was as follows. And this is important for those who review with Rabbeinu Art Scroll, that we're learning like the Rush, that there is no Shiloh that the Gedulim are Mutter. That's not the Shiloh of the Gemara. Unlike other Rishayim that seem to say either the Gedulim are Vata the Iker or the Gedulim are Batal to the Iker. There are a lot of Rishayim that learn that way. Namely the Rad. But the Rush does not learn that way, and we learn like the Rush because we learn Rush. And he says there's no Shaila that the Gedulim are Mutter. The question is, does the Iker become Mutter? Because the Gedulim are Nisrab ala Iker, is the Iker Bato or not? It's understandable more if you learn that the onion expanded. The onion went from 1 inch in diameter, and I made up the numbers, to 2.1 inches in diameter. Can you eat the whole onion? Or is the onion still usher the part, the 1 inch, because it is the Iker and it's not bottled to Gedulim? Bereif. That's the Shiloh of Yishmol. That we learned yesterday. Yes. Now, so the Gemara said, he went to ask Avami, who didn't know. He went to Yitzchak Navcha, who brought him a proof from a statement of Reb Chanina Trisa, in the name of Reb Yanai, that if you planted an onion of Truma and rubber gedulah of Iker, it's Mutter. The Feri says it. Exact same case. You planted an onion of Truma, it expanded more than the Iker, everything is Mutter. That's a direct proof to the Shaila. It is the exact Shaila. Except one is Truma and one is Shemitah, but it's the exact same Shaila. He came to, Rabbi Yirmiya came and told Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, there's two statements from Amaroyim, not like you. One statement from Rabbi Yochanan, who said clearly by Arla, you take Arla fruit that's on a branch of an Arla tree, and you grafted it into an older tree. So it grows now, grows from the older tree. And you have more growth to that apple than was there previously. That little Arla apple was a little size. And thanks to the grafting and the growth from the older tree, it is now bigger. So he said beferish that even if it's 200 times the amount, because Arla needs 200 to be bottled, it's not bottled. Says it beferish. And the second statement was that Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Reb Yonason, you planted an onion in a vineyard, whatever you planted became Kiliyah Kerem, you uprooted the vineyard, so there's no longer Kiliyah Kerem, the original onion expanded 200 times, doesn't make a difference, it remains Aser. So you have two statements of Amoraim that say Gedulim is not Mevatel the Ikar. So Reb Yirmi asked Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, I don't understand why you took Reb Hanina's statement and ignored the other two statements. Now that conversation ends right here. There's no response. At least we don't have a response at this point, and we move on to the next part. So we're going to start.
I mean, when something like that happens, I mean, I didn't know the other two. Meaning, say, why are you picking this? There's two other.
Again, I don't know the answer. You can write your answer on the side of the Gemara. I don't know. You want to say an answer. They didn't know that. Okay, fine. So right on the side, Gemara, nearly, I don't know. Why should I make up an answer? I don't know. I said the conversation ends here as far as the Gemara is concerned. I'm not losing any sleep over Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. He's fine. He's doing just fine now. I'm not losing any sleep over him. But the Gemara doesn't tell me what his answer was. So why should I start speculating? If it'll make you feel better that he didn't know those statements, therefore he didn't say it, fine, I'm happy with that. I'm just not going to say that, I don't know. Maybe he knew them and he ignored it. It didn't go that way. Maybe he liked Reb Hanina better.
My point was did Rebbe see anyone?
No. If you want to add, I have no problem with anybody adding to Gemara. Just do me a favor, put it on the side, because there's a chayrim from one of the Rishayim to change gears in the Gemara. Because you decided that this is a change to the gears. Maybe the person who's changing it doesn't know what he's talking about. That's why all the Haggahs are on the side. They didn't put the Bach into the Gemara. Because maybe, I mean, the Bach was right, but that doesn't make a difference. Maybe he was wrong, theoretically. So there's one of the Rishayim made a Chayrim, that any changes you make can be made in the text, has to be made on the side. The only time we change text is when Rashi says, Hachi Gersinan. So Rashi is telling me I have different texts, and this is the correct text. But the Bach changes things. The Gra, Haggos, whoever, we don't change it in the text. So if anybody wants to say their own Haggos, I have no problem. But do me a favor, just put it on the side. Yes?
Would one be able to, put on the side, but would one be able to print a Gemara from a Gersa which has not been accepted?
No. So now we are on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and by the way, I'm wrong. Rabbi Carmen, it goes to the Chesam et Aleph this week. I wrote on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We're finished with this conversation. He answered with Hanina. Rabbi Yirmi said, I have two statements the opposite way. That conversation now ended. Asa, Hadar Asa, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, line, 6 lines to the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. 57B, I don't know what number.
2.
Hadar Asa L'kama D'Rabami. He went back to Rabami, who originally told him, I don't know. U'pashit Le'min Adah. And Rabami proved it from a brisa.
He didn't know what.
That's what I said. He originally asked Mishael, Rabami said, I don't know.
Hadar B'Yadeh,
I don't know.
What was the question?
The same Yishmal Shaila. The Shiloh we started off with. The first person he went to was in the Gemara. He went to Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, I don't know. So he went to Rav Yitzchak. Now he went back to Rav Ami, and Rav Ami did have a proof.
But I'm surprised Rav didn't say, why say B'yadeh, not B'roshe?
I have no idea. That'll be a good title for a drasha. So, because it has to, when you learn from a guy, it has to be Commander Munach B'yad, B'kuf, but he said it doesn't say B'yadeh there either. Anyway, right. Now he has a proof from another statement to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan quoted Rabbi Yechanan. Litra b'tzalim shetikna. You have a litter of onions that you took trumas and maizers off of, which is, you did the perfectly right thing. Vizara, and then you planted it. Mitzaseres levikula. When you re-harvest it, you have to take Meiser and the whole thing. Now, even though the part that you planted already had Maaser taken off. And remember, good old Betzalim is Ein Zarei Kala. The original onion is still there. So that part is Pata from Trumas and Maasers. Yet, when it grows more Gidulim than Iker, we say the Iker is Batu, and it starts off from ground zero. You have to take Maaser off the whole thing. That's what it says. Besides Sarah for the Kula. So it's a Raya, Alma, Eisen, Gidulim, Mevatlan Iker. So we see that the Gedulim is Mevatel the Iker. So now Rav Ami is proving the way Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said. Interesting, it's a contradiction in Rav Yechanan. Because a moment ago, Rav Yechanan told us the other way. So we'll not finish yet. We'll have to see what the Gemara does. Yes, Doctor?
I don't want to get into it, but did you see anyone mention whether this idea on the onion has to do with volume? Because volume goes up very fast. It goes by the cube of the radius.
By Maaser we do volume. By Gedulim we Mevato the Iker, also we do volume. Yes.
Okay, so that helps. Because usually you understand with wheat and things like that, it's because the original Tomei seeds or non-Maaser seeds or Maaser seeds disappear. They cease to appear.
Yeah, that's why we picked onion.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's, Okay. Zucked the rush. Litra b'tzalim shetikna shehifresh mimenu tumu amaisus. V'hai the nugget litra. Why do we mention here weight? I don't know if litra is volume or weight. It could be both. It seems that it's weight. Shamishku gairam leida mani taisav behem. Weight helps figure out how much extra there is. You're allowed to take meiser based on weight, volume, or number. That's what the Mishnah says. You have three ways to take Maaser. Maaser has to be an exact 10%. The Mishnah says you can do it by weight, by number, or by volume. The reason we're picking weight here is because that's the easiest way to determine. This is what the Rush says. It's the easiest way to determine whether there's more Gedulim than Iker. You weighed it when you planted it, and you weigh it now, and if it weighs more than twice as much, then you know that you have Raiv Gedulim. That's what he's saying. Bizarra misaseres levik bizarra misaseres levikula ki ikur bato begidulim v'chazir kula elias tevel. So this is a raya. So Ami, who didn't know originally, now has a raya. Zuck the Gemara. This is not a really good raya. Now I don't know who told this to Rav Ami, because it seems that they responded this to Rav Ami and he tried another raya. But that's what it seems from reading the Gemara. Whoever it was told them, that's not a raya, because Dilma l'chum reshaini. Yishmael's shaila was, can we be mekel and eat the whole onion? Right? It was a shmita onion you planted in the eighth year. Can you now eat the whole onion? That's a kula. You started off with an onion that was usher, and you want to eat it now. That's a kula. In this case, we're saying a chumra, that you have to retake meiser. That's not a kula. That's being machmer. Maybe this Rabbi Yechanan wasn't sure, so he said, go the Chumra. Who says from here that you can extrapolate and say that just like he said it's batu that you have to take Maaser, he would say it's batu that you can eat Shemitah. Eating Shemitah is a Kula, this is a Chumra. You can't prove from a Chumra to a Kula, because when you don't know, you are machmer. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan was saying, I'm machmer because I don't know.
By litra.
Does he take Maaser off the whole thing or not? He planted a litra b'tzalim, and now he has more than 2 litra b'tzalim, so he has to be Maaser the original litra as well.
So the original, he did not take Maaser, or he wasn't?
Again, he took, no, he's 100% sure. He took Maaser off what he planted.
Did he have to? Why, because it's butthole. Maybe have to do it, take it again?
That's what he says. You do have to take it again. Right. That's what he said. Not maybe. Mr. Saris Levi Kula.
All right, so
then,
therefore
you can't prove anything. All you have to do, proof has to be 100%. When there's a maybe, it's not a proof. Maybe is not a proof. Maybe Reuven stole. Maybe Shimon stole. I don't know who stole. I can't prove it if it's a maybe. Zakhtarash. Now there's a big problem here. It's nice to be machmer, but you can't be meiser menachiyev al aptur. you can't be machmer. If that original litra is putter, how are you going to take meiser? That part is putter. Maybe. We don't know. Maybe it is batu. Maybe it's not batu. We don't know. He didn't say, I know it's batu. He said, act like if it's batu. Take meiser for the whole thing. But maybe it's not batu. And if it's not batu, you have stuff that's putter and stuff that's chayev. You can't just take meiser because you might be taking from the putter and the chayev and the chayev and the putter. Let me explain. I have chulin that was already meiser sitting in this pile. And then I have tevel sitting in this pile. And they get mixed. I can't take meiser from there. Because let's say I have to separate 20 from meiser. Maybe some of the 20 come from chulin. I can't separate from chulin that I already had meiser taken off of something that didn't have meiser taken off. No, because you know which onions had meiser and which onions didn't. Again, you're assuming you can separate the gedulim from the ikar. I don't know if you can. So the Rush is going to deal with that problem. He's going to offer a solution and then reject his own solution and say a different solution.
Why can't you do the pure thing?
What?
What's every time where go to Chumrah, is there... You ever
every time we go to Chumrah, we have this problem. Every single time. In your Bekiyas and Shas, you will notice many Gemaras that talk about a suffix thing, and the Gemara has to determine how you do it.
But it's a
pasuk
that says you can't take a
chiyuv and tur. Yes, that's clear. You have to take menachiyuv al chiyuv. You can't take menachiyuv. Meiser has to be from something that's higher than meiser. It's not higher than meiser. It can't be used for meiser. It's not meiser. You weren't going to your chiyuv. Again, the shaila here was, is it batu or not? Maybe it does, if it's batu. But he didn't say, no, it's batu. He answered, maybe it's not batu. Only the chumra we say batu. That means we're not sure. If you're not sure, how do you take the meiser? By the way, these are Farish and Mishnayas. It's right. If you learn it, you wouldn't even ask the question.
I'll say very simply. Let's say you throw, first wants to marry a lady, and you throw some, you know, we don't know what your dalat amas. Okay. Will the rav say, oh, don't throw it again? Here's let's throw it again. What's the big deal? I'm saying, is there, why, if you're suffering, what's wrong with doing
it? I mean, Rabbi Cohn. Bad analogy. This is putter. It's something that's well, it's putter from meiser. How can you take something that's putter from meiser and make it meiser? It's putter already.
It's good for making a riot, and that's a good riot. If he says you're allowed to do it,
that's what the Gemara. That's the Rush's problem. That's why we're learning the Rush, because he's going to deal with that very problem.
What's the problem?
If you learn that we don't know if it's putter, how are you going to take meiser here? So. Yes.
Has anyone mentioned that the discussion is on meiser and there's a special stringency on meiser? The meiser has to be exact where it's true.
Not again, this. Yes, meiser does have to be exact.
Yeah, but in this case, I said an added stringency, not the only stringency. They're discussing meiser, not true whether it's
exactly.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, did anyone say that there's a relationship with that? Or just
but that has nothing to do with that. Whether you have to be exact or not have to be exact, not going to make a difference. But it does have to be exact. Therefore, you can't take 10% because you might be taking it up to all of you.
It makes a problem.
Yes. Zuck the Rush. That's what this Rush is going to deal with. Now, we need a lot of patience in this Rush because he's going to say a Svara and then reject it and say a second Svara. Duma l'chumra. L'chayra m'maisa m'drabonon. Drabonon came along and said that the original now becomes chayra m'maisa rabbinically. Because they're not sure if it's batul. So they came along and said, rabbinically, we make you give meiser. So what do you do when you have half that's high of meiser biblically, and I'm sorry, not half, more than half, and a little bit that's high of meiser rabbinically. So what do you do? So Dr. Rush, first solution. But Yasser Alav, Ma'atza Chain and Akov. Then take from something else that's rabbinically chayav. Somebody plants in a flower pot that has no hole. So that's not considered attached to the ground. Therefore, biblically speaking, you don't have to give miser. Rabbinically, Rabbanan said, you have to give miser. So here you have another set of onions that were grown in a flower pot without a hole. That's high rabbinically. So you can take from that flower pot and say, this is rabbinic. And here you have these mixture that we're making you give miser rabbinically, and you can take from the Asa Chain and Akuf onto this. That's what the Rush said. That's how you will avoid the problem of how can you give miser when some of it's biblical and some of it's rabbinic. Take from something else rabbinic. The Chain, Hatoisris, Havikitevo Shinsara Bechulin. The addition is Tevo, like it got mixed into Chulin, but Sarach Lasser Olav Mimokam Achar. So what you do is, on the Iker, let's say, you know that you had 5 pounds of the original onions. And you know now that you have more than 10 pounds. So now, you don't know. We say you have to give miser of the whole 15 pounds. I mean, of the whole 10 plus pounds. So what do you do? Let the Rush explain himself. You give from the 5 pounds, you give from an Asa Chein and Akuf. Because that's rabbinic. Wherever the 5 pounds are, they're in this mixture. They're rabbinically chayav. I take from a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, and I say, I'm giving, this is chayav rabbinically, and that is chayav rabbinically. I take miser from the rabbinic onto the rabbinic. I take miser from the flower pot without a hole onto the 5 pounds that was there originally, which is only chayav, maybe rabbinically. And then I take the additional, which is real tevel, which is this Arab Bechulin. So how do I take on the extra 5 plus pounds that grew? Then I have to take miser from somewhere else to gun, for example. There's a big shaila if a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, is it chayav and miser biblically or not? We're going on the Mandi Amai that says it's not chayav biblically. And therefore, you buy from a guy that's also rabbinic, and you take from that onto the other 5 plus pounds, the Mandi Amai Yesh Kinyan, and Mazda Shein and Akuf, or you use the same flower pot without a hole. So to Rush, it's a very simple solution. You take from a flower pot without a hole. Or when you buy from a guy, you have two choices. Those are both rabbinically chayav, and you take from that onto this mixture. So you, what you do is, you have 10 plus pounds of onions, so you have to give a little bit more than a pound. Take that pound from something else that's high rabbinically. And therefore you have no problem. Period. So the Rush gave you the solution. How do you take miser from this mixture? Go to something else high rabbinically, and you can take miser from the solution. That's what he says. Then the Rush on a side says, but don't, yes,
only then after the
thicker,
which was the something. What about the outside,
the new growth? That's going to be the Rosh's kasha. We're not there yet.
Which means
Yesh Kenya. No, Yesh Kenya means when he buys it, he's not Chayav Midoraisa. The Gemara has a shaila. Yesh Kenya is going to be misinterpreted unless I explain it. Everybody agrees that the guy owns the land. He bought it. The question is his kinyan enough to remove the chiyav miser or not? Is the land that a guy owns in Eretz Yisrael chayav and trumas and miser?
It's two sides.
Yes. Yes, kinyan means that the kinyan works to remove the miser, which, by the way, is a machloikas harapaskim. It's negayas in Shemitah. Shemitah in Yerushalayim, the Bdas, encourages people to buy vegetables from Arab-owned land. It's putter from Shemitah, because the Arab owns it. And in Bnei Barak, they do not rely on the heter. It's the Marik's heter. It's the early Achron's heter, because Einish does not paskin that way. Therefore, in Bnei Barak, they will treat Arab-owned produce with Kedusha Shemitah. And in Yerushalayim, the stores will advertise, all our produce is bought from Arabs, right? Not usually a Milo, But in Shemitah, it's a Maila, because you can buy it and not worry about Shemitah. If you pass it that way. Yes?
There are lots of people
who are out of the world. I'm not here to analyze that. That's not my point here. Always room to be machmer. Right? I'm so machmer that in America I don't buy any Shemitah produce. Again, I was just saying, because I just paskins one way, the Badat paskins the other way, like the Marik, and therefore, that's all I said. Like, Abulayman Admai, even though Dmai, which means you buy from Amoritz, is only Chai Midrabanon, because most Amoratsim take my service. But don't use Dmai on these onions, because Dmai is from Amoritz, who always take Truma. So we need something that might not have Truma taken off of it, because you have to take Truma off of this anyway. So don't buy something that doesn't need Truma. You have to buy something that rabbinically needs Truma and Maisa. Guys, or a flower pot that's not a hole in it.
Can you take Truma from a
cell? No, same thing. So now, Dr. Rush, but I got a problem here. Dr. Rush, miule damilach. You can't compare this to chulin mixed with tevel. The stam tevel shenisar b'chulin have a ru b'chulin. Most tevel that gets mixed into chulin is talking a case where roiv is chulin. With the raisa butli and with the raisa, the tevel is butl. It's a mixture. It's not growing. Usually tevel more of b'chulin is I had a pound of tevel got mixed into 3 pounds of chulin. So with the raisa, the tevel is butl. Came along Drabbonon and said, you have to take Trumas and Mises. You have to take Trumas and Mises. Avul Hochad Ikaruba Taisus. Here the majority is the new things that grew. Mechayev Midaraisa. How can I get away by using a rabbinic chiev on this whole onions? The bottom line is, more than half is biblically chayev. I can't use rabbinic for biblical. Yes, I can use rabbinic for rabbinic, but how do I take care of the biblical? In the case when tevel and chulin get mixed together, and a majority is chulin, so really, biblically, there's no tevel. So then I say, use rabbinic on rabbinic. But if here there is roivus tevel, most of it is the gedulim, and the gedulim are tevel, real derisa tevel. The ikur is maybe batu, maybe not batu. So it's rabbinically chayav. Right? So you can use rabbinic on that, but what do you do with the rest? Therefore, Dr. Rush, Nira Dafilu Lamandamar Ain Bila Bedava Yavish, Hakam Baidas Yesh Bila. So the Rush says, I have a better solution. There's a big Shiloh in the Gemara, it's in Rosh Hashanah, in a few places. If you mix fruit, now let me explain. If you mix liquid, the Gemara assumes that the liquid mixes exact proportion. That means if I mix a quart of water with another quart of water, every part of the water will have the same proportion of either quart, because liquid mixes constantly. And therefore you can assume that when you take liquid, you're taking from both quarts. Lamashu. I have a quart of wine that had Meiser. And I have a quart of wine that was not Meiser. And I've mixed them together. There's no problem taking Meiser. Because when I take out 10%, that 10% will be equal from the Chiev and the Ptur. So it'll be from the Chiev and the Chiev. I'm taking 10% of the quart that didn't have Meiser. Because when liquid mixes to the exact proportion, so when I pull out 2 ounces, an ounce will be from the meisered wine, and an ounce will be from the non-meisered wine. By dry stuff, when I mix a pound of apples with another pound of apples, I can't be sure that when I pull out 2 apples, one is from the old and one is from the new. Because they don't mix proportionally. Liquid naturally mixes proportionally. By double yavesh, it doesn't mix. Therefore, when you have a mixture of yavesh, you can't say, take 10% and you'll be okay because you got 10% of the non-miser. It's not true. If you have 40 apples and you take 4, all 4 might be the ones that were miser. You can't say 2 came from this and 2 came from this. There's no natural mixture. Zakhtar Rush, even though we say ain't bila b'davar yavish, we don't assume by dry things that they mix to the correct proportion. But by yinika, whenever something grows from something, then we say that whatever grew, let's read it inside. Hakam b'ayda yesh bila. In growth, it does mix to the right proportion. Kayanika v'lachluchas hakarka, mevato mevalbul ma'arek yachad. The ikur and the gedulim become like one, because the nutrition flows both ways. And therefore, the ikur goes into the gedulim go into the ikur. And therefore, when you take 10% of this mixture, you're getting 10% of the gedulim and 10% of the ikur. Because it's not, it's like lach. There's a natural mixture that's happening, Zukta Raj, from the yinika. The Torah ma'aseh menachiyim shabai alachiyim shabai, menaptur shabai alaptur shabai. So when you take 10% of this mixture, you're taking 10% of the gedulim and 10% of the ikar. And therefore you're yaitzeh, you're chiyim. You don't have to look for a flower pot. You don't have to buy from a guy. You can use this. How do you know you're getting the right thing? Because even if you learn, which that by dry things, you can't assume that the proportion is correct. But when there's a yinika, and when they're growing, one grows from the other, the nutrition, the yinika, the lachluchis, whatever that means, flows both ways. And what happens is, the ikur becomes more gedulin in itself. It becomes a mixture. It's not that this stays intact. There's a change, a constant mixture, and therefore when you take Meiser, it's an exact proportion. That's the Rosh is saying.
When you take the Meiser now...
Ready?
Hold one second. Hold, yes.
When you separate from the Ptur Shabbai...
There's no Ptur Shabbai. Because let's say this bottle is now 10 pounds plus. You take a little bit more than 1 pound. Some of that 1 pound will be Menaptur, and some of the pound will be menachiv, and it'll be the exact proportion. That means...
It's not mingling.
Adarab, it mingles to the point that there's an exact proportion.
So really, it all becomes
chiyuv
in a way, because
it's not true. The gedulim is not batel. The ikur is not batel. If you hold the ikur is not batel, it remains intact, wherever it is.
You say
it flows both ways, and the ikur is not a separate entity. It's not like apples. It's like liquid. Reply to one second. Yes.
Is honey a liquid? Honey is nothing.
Okay, I don't know whether yesh bila b'dvash or not. I'm not going to get into that. I'm going. The Gemara says yesh bila b'davilach. Whatever that means, we'll let it go.
Okay, number two. That was just. This is dependent on the viscosity, not on the nature of liquid. Number two. If you take a tree, I think you alluded to. If you take a tree branch from
what?
A yashin tree, and you graft it onto an orla branch.
I went the other way. You grafted an orla branch.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Because what's changing, those fruits now are completely yonig from the trunk.
Right.
So does that change the...
No, because the ikur is not batel. That was the shiloh with it. The ikur is batel.
Well, then what are we talking about here where there's a two-way nutritional exchange? Why does that make the ikur into something... coincident with the
Gedilim. Again, let me try to explain. By the apple that was Arlo, that you planted into a Skena, and the new growth is not Arlo, right? So it was a Shaila. Is the Iker Batu or the Iker not Batu?
Right.
So Rabbi Yechanan said that it's not Batu.
Right.
End of story. Well, hold a second. Hold a second. That means even though there's an exchange, it doesn't make a difference. The ikur remains ikur, wherever it is, and it's not batul. Now here it said, is batul. And the Gemara wanted to say that the bitul was only a chumrah. Really, we're not sure. Therefore, we say, maybe it's batul. And if it's batul, you have to give ma'aser. If it's not batul, then you're right. Part of it remains mutter, and part of it remains aser. Non-separable, but it becomes, part of it remains mutter, part of it remains aser. Now, if it is batul, that means it all becomes tevel. But the Gemara answered, that's only a chumra drabanan. But the Raisa wouldn't be batul. Dilma, maybe you do it l'chumra, means Rabbanon did it l'chumra. So now our question is, how do you take Meister from this when you have a Deraisa and a Drabbanon mixed together? So the Rush's solution is take from itself, because whatever you take will be the right percentage of Iker and the right percentage of Gedula.
So it's not bottle, but
it might be batul, it might not. We're being machmer that it is. It's a chumra. And if it's batul, it's all chayav and meiser. But it's a chumra, which means it's only rabbinic.
I hear the words you're saying. I don't understand this. I think it seems to me we're just wallpapering over.
Again, we don't know. This is the Shaila of the Gemara. Is Iker batul negedulam or not?
I heard the word you said. I understand what you're saying. I just don't see how it solves the problem.
Yes. Faito's been waiting. Yes.
Yeah. So the last teretz says the first terutzim are not terutzim, correct?
The first terutzim will not solve the deraisa tevel, correct?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Going back to previous, where we're trying to make the Iker, we're trying to keep the Iker, why don't we say during Shmuel, he's getting Yanika Mihara, and that should, so that answers it, because the new Yanika is happening during Shmuel. Why should
it be? You took a Shmuel bottle and planted it on the 8th year.
Okay, so now the Iker is usher.
And he said, "Gross." What? Fine. So far, again, we had four cases besides the Shiloh. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka brought a case where Gedulim is Mevatel the Iker. Rabbi Yirmiya brought two cases where Gedulim is not Mevatel the Iker. And now Rabbi Ami brought a case where we wanted to say it proves that Gedulim is Mevatel the Iker. And came back and said, maybe not, maybe it's just a chumrah. That's what we ended up so far. So now we're going to introduce the next case that we're going to bring in. Zok de Gemara. Elamin Hadah. Now this is going to be the first venture into Bryce's. Till now we've been quoting statements from Amaroyim. Now, I think it's Rav Ami bringing this proof from a Bryce. We like Brises more than Amaroim because they're from Tanoim. Interesting that the Gemara waited to bring this Raya second. He didn't bring this Raya first, Rav Ami. I don't know what. No, it's a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. You know, Rabbi Yochanan's a fine man. Who he said?
The Amar of Avoh,
Amar of Avoh quoted Rabbi Yochanan. You say over Halacha that you heard from Rabbi Hirschfeld. With all due respect, Rabbi Hirschfeld was not a Tana. And he wasn't quoting a Braitha. Now, sometimes he's quoting a Shulchan Aruch, and sometimes he's saying his own Das. Now, when it says Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rabbi Yochanan's own Psak. It's not a Braitha. Not a Tana. It's Rabbi Yochanan, a fine gentleman. Wrote the Yerushalmi, amongst other things. But he's not a Tana. Elamin Adah, from the following is a raya, the Tanya. I don't think we're going to finish this today, but we'll start it. And you might have to erase the last question. Reb Shimon Eimer, Kol Davar Sheyesh LeMatirin. So let me introduce this. The Rabbanan came along with a chumrah. This is a rabbinic chumrah. That anything, if you wait around, you can eat tomorrow, it's not batul today. Why be rely on bittul when you don't have to? For instance, Muktzah on Yom Tov. You have an egg that was born on Yom Tov. According to the Man Damer, that's Muktzah. I'm not learning Masechtas Beah now. According to the Man Damer, that's Mutter. Atasher, it's Muktzah. Falls into 100 eggs. 1,000 eggs. The halacha is you can't eat them on Yom Tov. What do you mean? It's bottle and 1,000. Wait till tomorrow. You can eat all the eggs. This Isser is a temporary Isser. Only on Yom Tov. Wait till tomorrow. You'll be able to eat all of them. Why rely on Bittu when you don't have to? This is a rule by everything to Yashloi Matirin. That there's a way out. And it, what?
Wait 2 days.
Depends if it happens first day or second day. Right. I'm just trying to give an example of Yashloi Matirin. Now the Brides are going to give a whole bunch of examples. Kigun Tebo. You have fruit that's Tebo. That fell in to 100 times as much Chulin. It would be batul. But it's very simple. There's a simple solution. Separate from the tevel. Take something else and separate. I'm taking the trufa for the tevel. Why should it be batul? There's a way to do this legally without batul. Go from somewhere else that's chayev and say, in here is this much that's chayev. I'm taking the trufa off of that. It's a very simple solution. Right? It's apples of truma, apples of tevel, and 100 times as much apples of chulin. But why should it be batul? There's a simple solution. Take the truma from somewhere else.
Only on the mount
that's tevel. Or ma'aser sheni. You have ma'aser sheni. It can be out of your shalayim, right? And it got mixed into other things. Take it to your shalayim. Or redeem it. You can redeem ma'aser sheni. It's a simple solution. You don't have to rely on bittul. Or hegdish. Hegdish gets mixed into other things. Derekabayis. Redeem it. Pay hegdish and get it back. When a guy has a box of tissues that's hegdish, he pays hegdish $1.99 and it's his.
There's no bittul with hegdish, right?
Why not?
I'm saying what's
because it's a davish yeshna material.
No. Usually hegdish, is there...
Why not?
Osrobe, whatever.
Yeah, whatever amount you need, but it's bittul. But there is a double chest of my period. We don't need bittul. Bittul is only when there's no solution. There's a solution here. That's called double sheyeshloi matirin. There's a heter coming up. Interesting. There's a big shaila, and I'm only mentioning this on the side, nothing to do with the sunya. You have bread cooked with meat. Flaking of bread. Right? And it gets mixed into 100 loaves of para bread. Can you eat the meat, the bread with cheese? Is it a davish yesh l'matirin because I can eat it with meat? Okay, I'm not getting involved. Now. Let's say it's not cool, but I'm not going to get up. Right? Well, we're talking about any one of them. If there's bittul barayis, you can eat it with meat, with milk.
So
is it a material so that I can't use bittul? No, that was just a material says I can't use
bittul.
I can eat it with meat, all 101 blows.
There's no feeling between, by the case of Yom Tov, it's a, you just sit back and stay front. The other ones, you have to do a maisa.
Okay, but that doesn't make a difference.
I want to know, does anyone speak about that?
No. Yeah, Chayrish is also time dependent. The answer is a big shaila because really I could have eaten it with meat even by itself. It's not that something is becoming mutter, waited out. It never was usher with meat. So it's a big shaila in the Rishayim. For anybody interested in this subject, if you remember on the Afnun Beis Amud Aleph in the run, there was a huge run on the whole page. That's what he discusses. That's what that run discusses. Davish Yeshla Matirin. On Dafnum Beizam and Aleph that we had, we don't learn run, but on Dafnum Beizam and Aleph, there was a huge run. That's what he talks about.
I think we should do it. No, I'm serious. You know how much scarb we get? Tonight, after the meal, everyone come here.
So go ahead and do it.
I need Rebbe's help. So,
That's not my problem.
Okay, let's not get involved in this argument. V'chadash, v'nasna b'amikol chom shir. There's no shir. It's bato. It's never bato. Dr. Rush. Kol davar she'yesh l'matir. The kibbutz she'yokol l'hatir is yesh shabai. He can make mutter with aser. Amru chachamim goy bato. V'davka b'minai. Only in its own kind. Now, Rush is telling me a new halacha. When do we say it's not bottle? Only if it's in its own kind. Kigan tevel in the Sahara Bechulin. Apples of tevel and apples of chulin. Yes, for heter, la aserolov, matzah sheinanakov. He can take it and take maizer from something that's rabbinically chayav. Because davish yesh na matirin is only not bottle rabbinically. From maizer sheini, aloi shil yushalayim by bebdia. We can take it up to yushalayim or redeem it. Bechain hegdish bebdia. When it becomes the second day Pesach, we wait to the end of the second day Pesach. Theoretically, going to one Maliyama, you can even eat in the morning Pesach. But time is matter.
What's the
minhag
going on the taking or on the Eruv?
The Eruv.
So what would be an example of something that's anal mino? Apples and
oranges? No, that's not a taruv, because you can recognize it.
Yeah.
It has to be something that's not recognizable, but it's not in its own bin. Let's say wine of chadash gets mixed into your meat gravy. You can't see the wine. But if you wait to the second day Pesach, it becomes mutter. That's einoy minoy. And there we say it's bato. The chumra of davar she'yesh lematirin is only by minai, not by eina minai. Why not? You're right, I'm sorry. It was Arla. You're right. It was Arla. It was Truma. Well, Truma's not up here. It was Arla. It was Maishu Shani. So it's only a chumra if it mixes in its own kind, not if it mixes with something else. Why? See Ron 52A. He discusses that at once.
What part is the chodesh?
Time.
You wait till the second day Pesach.
Okay.
Okay, we will stop here. Everybody have a...